believe in weird, hippie, holistic kind of...
No.
You don't ever think of, like, feng shui? Do you believe in feng shui in your house, that you should arrange your furniture in a certain way to help the energy in your...
No.
Your place? You never...
That's girl business.
I don't think it's girl business.
I remember once. It's so funny. I'm such a dumbass. It's probably the right word to use. I was helping a friend clean their house out. And all of a sudden, this dude's appeared walking through the room with his burning piece of wood. And
oh, burning sage.
I'm like, what's he doing? Because I had no idea. Yeah. Never seen that before. And I'm like...
It's the biggest joint I've seen.
And I'm like, something on fire. Because he's walking through it. And I, obviously, I got told what it is. But no, I don't believe in any
burning
of that stuff.
Burning sage. Okay, well, I'm a believer in it. And the new thing are these Himalayan pink salt lamps. Our friend of the show, Norman Jones, has one. J. Jones 75 on Snapchat. We talk on Snapchat. And so I keep seeing these pink salt lamps.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're somebody like me, you get roped into this stuff. It helps you sleep. It cleans the air. It takes all the energy emitted from your electronics in the room.
And it can be yours for $1.99.
No. It was $37.99 on Amazon.
Sucker.
So I bought one.
Yeah, go on.
And I got it on Thursday, I think, or Friday.
All right.
And Friday night, so you plug it in. It's an actual lamp, right? You turn on and the heat, it helps the salt lamp emit. And as I'm saying this, I realize how stupid it sounds, but I believe in this stuff. I believe in it. But
I'm looking at one now.
I think, and it's heavy. It's like 12, it's a bowling ball. It's heavy. And I think it's making me sick.
Okay. Because just what I'm looking at now, they say there's 10 reasons why you should have one of these in your home.
Yeah.
And they say like things like cleans and deodorizes the air.
Sure.
Reduces allergy and asthma symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And say like increases energy levels.
Yeah, it's supposed to help you sleep at night. It's supposed to help you with your mood because you're sleeping better, because your air is cleaner. Mm-hmm. So there's all these benefits. And when you look it up, there's supposed to be all these benefits. This is not an endorsement for a pink salt lamp because I think it's making me sick.
I was going to say, how are you feeling?
I woke up Saturday. I was real achy. And my throat was starting to hurt. I felt like dizzy. I was like, maybe my pink salt lamp's too strong.
Trust you. Out of all the people I know, you would be the only person I know that would buy a bum salt lamp.
Yes. So, do you believe in this stuff? When you hear things like this, a burning sage, feng shui, because again, I believe in feng shui. I set up my room to have the best feng shui. This is stuff I actually believe in. So when it doesn't, is it mind over matter?
Yes. Totally.
Or am I just getting a little bit of a cold? I was in Myrtle Beach last week, 70, 75, running in a tank top, and now I'm in snow.
No, you're just a sucker. That's all it boils down to. You get sucked in. Oh, that's good.
And I looked up, because when these happen to you, you look up like side effects of it, right?
Uh-huh.
You want to know what the down... And I can't find any negative side effects for a pink salt lamp, but I'll just reasons you should have them. Like, I think it's killing me, though. I've had it for 3 days.
I'm going to look.
And I think it's killing me. What's your mind over matter? What hippie holistic thing do you believe in that you got roped into?
Uh-huh.
Does it work for you? Does it not work for you? You can tweet at Petch and Amy 424-1234 to be part of the show.